Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. UW-Milwaukee is marking Transgender Awareness Month with a new exhibit, a collaboration between the Union Art Gallery and the campus LGBT Resource Center. Translucent, a transgender empowerment exhibition, features four bodies of artwork created by trans and non-binary people with artists from the campus, local, and national communities.
They all explore themes of self-identity and resilience. Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski spoke with two of the featured artists, Portland, Oregon-based transgender non-binary artist Ray Cinerigi, whose portraiture work in Transcend celebrates trans and non-binary individuals throughout the world, and Salem Turchin, a local student and an interdisciplinary artist who works with the topics of marginalization and queer identity through personal storytelling.
They join Madison Auten, the Union Art Gallery manager, in the studio ahead of the exhibit opening. Auten begins by explaining how this first-time collaborative exhibit came to be.
So the LGBT Resource Center really wanted to make this year's Transgender Empowerment Month, which is the month of November, special and kind of feature more events. So they contacted the Union Art Gallery to put on a show featuring transgender and non-binary artists. So,
and when you heard this, what were your initial thoughts?
I thought it was a great idea, especially with sort of everything that's going on in the world and with politics and at the university. It's just a great way to be inclusive for everybody, which is our mission at the Union Art Gallery and especially at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Do you think that this is a unique way to bring trans awareness? Were you aware of any other art programs that featured strictly transgendered artists, or did you see that as a welcome challenge to go and feature?
I do think it was a sort of a welcome challenge. You know, I haven't seen too many exhibitions specifically for trans and non-binary people, and it was especially important to have an empowering exhibition for this month.
Now, with that, we're going to go into some of the artists that are featured within this exhibition. Ray, can you start by describing your work style for our listeners?
Sure, I'll do my best. I use the same color palette for all of my figures. I use a really bright rainbow colors to depict the skin and hair. And that's to celebrate, you know, the LGBTQ diversity that's within our community and just kind of celebrate that. And then I use just black and white for the clothing because a lot of the people that I paint are actually, you know, fashion leaders. And I really want the person to come through and not be overshadowed by the vibrant things that they might be wearing. And I get asked a lot about why all of them have blue backgrounds and due to the climate that we live in. And I, you know, began painting this when a lot of the quote-unquote bathroom bills were trying to be passed across the country. And I realized that trans and non-binary people are constantly told not to take up any space. And so the blue sky background is kind of a figurative way of reclaiming space. And then they are all painted at a relational size, human size, but they're all a little bit larger than life. And again, that's just to kind of reiterate and take up some space. I paint people either in a very traditional portrait style where they're just kind of standing, staring directly at the viewer with a kind of grounded stare. But I did notice that a couple of the people that I wanted to paint, I thought that they would best come through with a smile. And so some of them are smiling, but they are either looking away from the viewer or closed eyes, and that is because I feel somewhat protective of our community, and we get to experience and express joy, and that doesn't have to be approved by anybody or before anyone else, that is. So that's kind of a succinct overview.
Your section within this exhibition is called Transcend, the portrait series. So I'm curious, what makes you want to take a person to highlight them in a portrait? What stands out to you that you want to bring through your art?
I see, you know, almost a complete lack of painted portraiture of transgender folks. And, you know, that is my ultimate goal, is to help start filling that gap in art museums. And whether that's myself or if I'm just helping open that door for other artists to come through, that's my ultimate goal. And so I have actually reached out to all of my subjects on Instagram. This is a self-funded project. so I wasn't able to travel all over the world and photograph them. They were all people who are on Instagram, who are telling their stories in one way or another. And I, you know, made sure that they all wanted to be a part of this and got their permission. But they actually were, you know, rather involved in the curation of their pieces because they're all portraits of themselves that they've already wanted to publish. And so in that way, it's kind of unique. But they're all people who are telling their stories and doing so in various ways.
Well, that kind of shares the responsibility between you and your subjects, does it not?
It does. And I specifically don't, use like bios or things like that with my subjects. I actually just list their name as they would like it listed, where they're from as they would like that to be listed. And then I list their Instagram handle because I want people, if you're interested in that person, I want you to get to know them on their terms. And I think that's a good way for at least my particular artwork to do that.
Salem, can you, same kind of question, describe your work, or rather, I understand it's the evolution of your work, and what are you featuring specifically in this exhibition?
The majority of my work is about queer theory and neurodivergence, but lately I've been being more interested in cataloging this new phenomena of fringe identity that's come about in the last 5 years. So in some of my research, I found about over 70 different gender identities. A lot of them are non-Western identities, and most of them have come about within the last 5 years into the queer lexicon. I'm just interested in documenting these while also sharing my personal experience with them. I think it's important that as these new terms and symbols are coming about, that they're being documented properly, and I want to do that through my work.
And how are you doing that visually for people coming to this exhibition?
A lot of my work, since it's content-driven rather than aesthetically driven, can look very different from each other. One of the pieces that is in the show is titled Queer Defect, and it is a wood diptych with a grid and a different found objects attached to it. I gravitate mostly towards wood, found objects, and ink in my work.
Now, with your work, there is a big importance of going beyond the binary, as it said. And this is an issue perhaps that the wider public may not realize if they're not within the LGBTQ community, is that even if you're in this community, a lot of people and trans people do feel a divide within that community.
Yeah, a lot of the time when I'm describing the community, I say the queer and trans community, because while there is some overlap, there are like fundamental ideologies that separate them. Even looking at some of the like more privileged, marginalized people have some difficulty grasping some of the newer identities. I've had a lot of really interesting talks with like older trans women about like why they identify with some terms that the younger generation deem problematic. I don't know. I just like to have that conversation with people. One of my previous works was actually on sexuality, but it was over 80 different sexualities, and you were able to pick them up. There were these little wooden blocks and place them in this diagram of problematic and not problematic. Just allowing people to like have that conversation like amongst themselves, and you really bring to that work what you have, and hopefully you could learn a little bit too talking with others or looking at a definition zine that I provided too.
Well, and it also speaks to the power of language and how various communities and also within the LGBTQ community, how important words are, how important identity is. So how do you hope that some of your work can serve the public who perhaps walk in not as educated even on what you would consider a base level?
I try to have work that everyone can get something out of it, whether it's at that baseline. I know that there are men, women, and trans people to like deeper into the rabbit hole of like queer language. I do think that language is very important, and the way you talk about things both shows where you're coming from as well as like your ideologies. So that's why I focus mainly on like text-based and symbol-based work.
Now, this question is for both Salem and Yvray. What has your personal experiences been speaking through these art mediums, you know, and what do you think it is about art and the work that you do that you're able to express more naturally through this way versus saying, you know, speaking to a group of people or writing or any other kind of medium? What are you able to naturally emote through the things you produce?
Honestly, I came to doing the work that I'm doing through a series of just following what was in front of me and following what was inspiring to me. I took about a 10-year break from fine art and was really focused on my commercial art work. And then I got diagnosed with cancer about 3 years ago and was at kind of the height of really grinding away in the commercial art world. And when I was recovering from cancer, I went through a lot and I learned a lot. And I have a lot of things that I've integrated into my life since. But one of those was to make sure that I spent at least 10 minutes a day pursuing my fine art career. And sometimes that means it's 10 minutes in the studio at the very end of the day. Sometimes it's half an hour. Sometimes it's a couple hours on a weekend. But I make sure that I'm spending time doing that. And I started actually painting abstract work and ended up getting hired for a mural. And that mural was for an LGBTQ center. I actually had proposed to paint the individuals in just black paint and got halfway through the mural and really didn't like the way that it looked and kind of panicked and realized this, you know, these are rainbow people. I'm gonna paint them with rainbow colors. And I enjoyed that process so much, and it really, like, the artwork just flowed out of me once I made that decision. And people responded in a way that I had never seen them respond to my artwork. And so I knew that it wasn't just me. And I also knew that once I was done with that mural, that I wanted to continue doing that work. But instead of, I just narrowed my focus from LGBTQIA to just trans and gender nonconforming folks, because I think that that is one of the more marginalized groups of LGBTQIA umbrella. And I also focus predominantly on people of color within that group, because they're experiencing far more prejudices and hurdles throughout their lives than I am as a white person. And I feel like some responsibility to use my artwork and whatever platform I have to help bolster and lift up the people who are experiencing the brunt of the ignorance and violence that's directed towards our community.
A lot of the reason why I have gone into visual art as opposed to like other forms of activism is because I really think visually. I think in artwork. I think by making. And it was just a natural like vehicle for like taking my experience and putting it out there for others to relate to. I think that personal storytelling is one of the best ways to have these two disparate people come together. Just like being able to like share an experience that you have with someone is really powerful. And a lot of the reason why I'm making work about queer theory and my own identity is just because of my personal experience. I've been followed home. I've had people yell at me. I've had people try and hit me with their cars. And a lot of people don't like understand what queer people go through almost daily. And once they get just a glimpse into it, it's a lot easier for them to understand like what's going on there.
What are you learning from, you know, not just the artists here in this room, but the other people featured within this exhibition? What is your experience like for this group project?
I really love the conversation that's happening between all of the work. I actually got to see it all put up. And I just really like that it's these very different viewpoints all kind of coming together with, like, the things that are similar between them. I like that conversation. I like having conversations with other queer and trans people. It's like understanding where experiences overlap and where they don't and learning from that.
Yeah, I think that my experience is similar, that I think what draws me and keeps me interested in the work that I'm doing is that really no one experience, there's this broad narrative out there that like transgender is this, it's A to B. I really find that to be not true. I mean, there are so many people who you might look at from the outside and think, oh, they've had a similar experience, but you never know what they've gone through, what things are important to them about their bodies and how they walk in the world. And there are so many variables that make our experiences different, and I find that interesting and beautiful.
Now, Madison, what do you hope that the call to action will be that people can take away from coming to this exhibition?
I guess my kind of side of the project was just to be sort of there as a gallery worker to help our, and I should say our co-curator, Sawyer Boyce, who is a transgendered student of color, is a photographer, an artist at the University of Wisconsin. So, and it was really sort of his vision for the whole exhibition of kind of everybody expressing themselves, taking a step back from kind of just running around in life and expressing themselves as who they want to be and as a trans person or a non-binary person. So I really just hope people come to the exhibition and kind of read everybody's artist statements and see where they're coming from and see the amazing art that has been created by trans and non-binary people and sort of also documenting the lives of trans families in Milwaukee.
Salem Turchin and Ray Cinerighi are artists featured in the Translucent exhibit presented by the Union Art Gallery at UW-Milwaukee. Madison Otten is the gallery's manager and curator, and they all spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski ahead of the exhibit opening.
The exhibit runs through December 13th and features a range of activities outside of the exhibit on the campus at UW-Milwaukee. For more information about the artists and the exhibit, visit wuwm.com.